I'd like to open my remarks this afternoon in reading a well-known verse in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. Romans 10 and verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I'd like to make mention this afternoon of the heart in particular. And I would just turn back to Jeremiah 17. There we find the history of each one of us here this afternoon. We were born in sin, as we read in Psalm 51. And Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Oh, how wonderful this afternoon. Though our hearts were deceitful and desperately wicked, we've read here, I, the Lord, search the heart. And so in Romans 10 and 9, perhaps there's many here this afternoon who've been brought to know the Lord Jesus Christ through this wonderful verse. The one who stands here this afternoon can claim that too, that wonderful verse. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart. Oh, friend, this afternoon, there may be many here, young people, who believe all the facts about the Lord Jesus. They believe that he died on the cross to put away sin. But oh, I ask you this afternoon, in the beginning of these comments, have you believed in your heart? And shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If we turn back in the book of Romans to the 5th chapter, Romans 5 and verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us unto us. Oh, how wonderful that love, when we accept Christ as our Savior, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Oh, we know full well this afternoon, those who belong to Christ, that there's no love in our natural hearts for our brethren. There's no love for Christ in our natural hearts this afternoon. But oh, the Holy Ghost, the love of Christ has been shed abroad. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. In connection with that love, could we turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. I'll read from the 16th verse. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. How often we've heard that 19th verse mentioned. How sweet it is, how precious. We love him because he first loved us. Well, that love of God has been shed abroad in your heart, dear one, this afternoon by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And so we love him because he loved us. Well, in that same book here, if we're to turn back the page to the 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. 1 John chapter 2 and love and verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Oh, may that exercise our hearts, each one, this afternoon. How easy it is for any one of us to be taken up with the things of this world in one way or another, and perhaps not intentionally to be involved in it. But, oh, dear ones, this afternoon, there's a danger. There's a danger. And so the Spirit of God would bring before us this verse, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, I think of the Apostle Paul speaking of Demas, and he's mentioned more than once Demas. But oh, we think of that verse that tells us, Demas hath forsaken thee, having loved this present world. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. And oh, as we stand here this afternoon, we who are a little older, there's the same danger for me as there is for anyone here this afternoon. Sometimes we speak of the teenagers, the young people. I'm sure that your young people this afternoon are confronted with things that I was never confronted with. But oh, the old nature within my heart is the same. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Could we turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 26? Second Chronicles chapter 26 and verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which is right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. It's not my intention to read this whole chapter, but here how commendable this is. That fourth verse, it tells us that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Well, I'm sure it's the desire of each believer here this afternoon in your heart to do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. How good that is to be exercised, that your pathway, your walk, your decisions from day to day, your manner of life might be that which would be pleasing in his sight, to do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. And then it tells us in the fifth verse, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Oh, it's wonderful how the Lord takes care of us in all his mercies and his care along the way. But oh, may we be found walking in dependence upon him. And how true this was of Uzziah in this portion of his life. It tells us that as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Oh, may we not trust our own hearts in any way or at any time in our pathway here below. We're sure to fail. We're sure to err. And so here we find that brought before us, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Well, he went on and he was very industrious. He did great things, Uzziah did. And let's look on a little farther in the chapter here. Verse 15, and he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers, and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. His name was spread abroad. Sometimes there are those who really love the Lord Jesus and perhaps have gone on well in the things of this life, and perhaps their name has gone spread abroad. What a danger, what a danger. His name was spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. Yes, he had accomplished great feats, Uzziah. But though, we'll read on the 16th verse, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Just hold your place there, and we'll turn to one verse in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. This is connection with the Apostle Paul. And he speaks to those at Ephesus. I'll read from verse 17. Acts 20, 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, it was this verse, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying weight of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house. Well, I was thinking the manner here of the Apostle Paul, serving the Lord with all humility of mind. Oh, may that speak to our hearts, each one of us this afternoon. How easy for our minds to become affected and to have high thoughts. But here the Apostle, he was serving the Lord with all humility of mind. Oh, we just look back at our chapter then, 2 Chronicles 26. In verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him fourscore priests of the Lord, that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. Solomon, is it not here? Azariah the priest withstood Uzziah. He warned him. He told him that it pertained not to him to do what he was doing. And he told him, and that's 18th verse, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall be for thine honor in the Lord God. Oh, was that not enough? Who has spoken to his heart? Oh, friend, it wasn't. He was set, his heart was lifted up in pride. Oh, how dangerous for any one of us here this afternoon. Here's a verse, if we just hold your place again and turn to Proverbs. I believe it's the 16th chapter. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Oh, may we remember that this afternoon. A man's heart devises his way. How many of us in our pathway Perhaps we'd had thoughts in our hearts to do certain things. We made decisions, and we really didn't go to the Lord about it. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Oh, how kind the mercies of God to you and I. The Lord directeth his steps. The Lord checks us up sometimes. How needful and how blessed it is when he checks us up from a wayward path. Well, Uzziah, then we read here in the 19th verse, was wroth. He had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. There's the grace of God this afternoon, and there's the government of God. And here God acts in government on this man in his proud position, his heart lifted up in pride. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. He himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper on the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial, which belongeth to the kings, for they said, he is a leper. And Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. What a sad ending. A man who was so used, a man who was so capable in all those ways, and yet when he was strong, his heart was lifted up in pride. If we turn to the New Testament, to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2. We said that to Uzziah, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up in pride. Well, I thought he brought before me this verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Paul, in speaking to Timothy, could say, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's where our strength should be, brother, this afternoon. If we turn back to the book of Galatians, perhaps for a moment. That was the 5th chapter of Galatians, the first verse. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Well, the Lord has set us free, and may we indeed stand fast in that grace. The verse I was thinking of too was perhaps it was Romans 5, first part of the chapter. No, I'm wrong, sorry, but it's the grace wherein we stand was the verse I was thinking of. The grace wherein we stand. And then in that verse that we mentioned in 2 Timothy, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Well, we read in Peter, he's the God of all grace. And we find, too, it tells us that he giveth more grace. How much grace do we need, brethren, this afternoon? May we be strong, then, in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And we look at Acts 13, another one in the Old Testament, and the Spirit of God brings his name before us here in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 13. Connection with the children of Israel. I'll read from verse 20. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Well, today, earlier, we're speaking of the will of God, you and I, and of us walking in that path of obedience according to his will, a path of submission. And here the Spirit of God would bring before us David, that one whom the Lord chose. Samuel, the sons of Jesse, passed before Samuel, and the answer was, the Lord hath not chosen any of these. But then David was brought forth. And so David here, as the scripture brings before us, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. And then, a little farther on in the same chapter, verse 34, and as concerning that, he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption. He said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore, he saith also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid to his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Well, David indeed was a picture to us of Christ. But he did see corruption. He whom God raised again saw no corruption. Oh, how wonderful then. And he spoke of David, one that would fulfill all my will. And then the latter comment concerning David, who, having served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers. Oh, how blessed this afternoon to see those who have continued on in the path for many years and have fell on sleep. Just 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, a dear brother from Perth, many of us known all our lives, the Lord called him home. One who had served the Lord, served his own generation, according to the will of God, he fell on sleep. How nice to see those who finished their course, as the Apostle Paul could say in 2 Timothy again. Second Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Paul speaking of himself here, for I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, or the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. One more verse. Proverbs chapter 4. I'd like to leave this verse with us this afternoon. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I would speak this verse especially to those who are younger here this afternoon, and indeed each one of us need it too. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.